The big tournaments for men and women were open only to amateurs. That meant that champions played for the love of the game, not for money. If you accepted money, you could not play in the tournament. That was fine for those who were rich, but very hard on everybody else. By the 1960s, the United States Lawn Tennis Association, USLTA, was paying the top men and women players under the table. King disliked that practice. She said it kept tennis from becoming professional. She called it shamateurism. She said it wasn't fair. In 1968, tennis became an open sport. Amateurism was finished, and anyone who qualified could compete for money prizes.